to life. She returned from the netherworld, followed by a host of the dead. Juanita went to the raft 3 days ago, Hero says. It's time to get hacking. Earth is still where he left it, zoomed in to show a magnified view of the raft. In the light of last night's chat with Chuck Wrightson, it's not hard to find the hunk of raft that was staked out by the Orthos when the Enterprise swung by truck a few weeks back. There's a couple of big-ass Soviet freighters tied together, a swarm of small boats around them. Most of the raft is dead brown and organic, but this section is all white fiberglass, pleasure craft looted from the comfortable retirees of Trock. Thousands of them. Now the raft is off Port Sherman, so Hero figures that's where the High Priests of Asherah are hanging out. In a few days, they'll be in Eureka, then San Francisco, then L.A., a floating land link tying the Ortho's operations on the raft to the closest available point on the mainland. He turns away from the raft, skims across the ocean to Port Sherman to do a bit of reconnoitering there. Down along the waterfront, there's a nice crescent of cheap motels with yellow logos. Hero rifles through them, looking for Russian names. That's easy. There's a Spectrum 2000 right in the middle of the waterfront. As the name implies, each one has a whole range of rooms, from human coin lockers in the lobby all the way to luxury suites on the top. And a whole range of rooms has been rented out by a bunch of people with names ending in off and obsky and other dead Slavic giveaways.
The term cascading is used to define the rules and regulations that are set by the three different types of style sheets that you can apply to a web document.
If a child has got autism or a brain that's built differently, at what point, you know, that feels like a fuzzy line.
Well, you see, there's an interaction between how the brain's built and the environment. Now, visual thinkers, and this is not just people with autism, but a lot of the dyslexics and the ADD children, too, they do not handle long strings of verbal information well at all.
The types are classified as being external, embedded, and in line.
And visually, another thing in these kind of children is let's build up the talent areas. Things like computer programming, which is a big talent area, and anything to do with...
For autistic...
Yes, because the computer programming is done visually.
Okay, well, you did.
That wasn't a question, by the way. No, it was just a thought. I mean, you know what I mean? Just a...
No, well, you kind of threw me off balance, you know, for the guy. It's like, but it's the hate-love relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, charming George, but well, also the evil George.
Well, there's a... I mean, we all have those...
We all have dark sides to it.
Yeah.
Mine just seems to be a little more illuminated.
Well, also, yeah, but also there's a book about me, so no one knows all my dark secrets.
True.
Thank God. But you know, anyway, I just kind of wanted to thank you, you know, to give me the opportunity to make this film, because it's become very personal to me and it changed me a lot. Having a little daughter and...
So that we can fully understand this process, I've removed every style sheet from this document.
Giveaway. The foot soldiers sleep in the lobby, laid out straight and narrow in coin lockers next to their AK-47s, and the priests and generals live in nice rooms higher up. Hero pauses to wonder what a Pentecostal Russian Orthodox priest does with a magic finger. The suite on the very top is being rented out by a gentleman by the name of Gurov, Mr. KGB himself. Too much of a wimp to hang out on the actual raft, apparently. How do you get from the raft to Port Sherman? If it involves crossing a couple of hundred miles north Pacific, it must be a decent-sized vessel.
A conception of human possibility that the whole nation was predicated upon, and it didn't get it straight until after the Civil War. So you've got the Declaration of Independence, where the philosophy really is expressed, right? It's consent of the governor and all that. You've got the preamble of the Constitution. You've got the Bill of Rights, right? Then you have the Emancipation Proclamation, which says, if you're enslaved and you want to be free, that's not a crime. They can't be a crime committed. All this is coming out of the original social contract. Really? Okay. Then you get the Gettysburg Address, which put it on a postage stamp, as Faulkner would say. Put the whole thing on a postage stamp. Then you got the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. All of this comes from Thomas Jefferson, really. It's an extension, elaboration, and refinement of a point of view about human beings that was put out there and became our heritage because of Thomas Jefferson. Without that, you can't have a civil rights movement. You couldn't have anything. You wouldn't have had the Civil War. You wouldn't have had any of that without this assumption.
The style sheet that has the least authority and weight through the rules that are set by the cascading mechanism is our external style sheet. And if you remember, this is the type of style sheet that we use to link to a web page.
Clock homeless renaissance fair / flea market, because there's a never-ending ecosystem of resellable garbage in most cities, and they have the market cornered. I'm not knocking homeless people. I usually don't need any BG's 8-tracks or gas-powered answering machines. But the thing is, I was walking through this neighborhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had a very human moment, you know. This guy walks up to me. This is true. This guy walks up to me. He's got no shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing pants. He looks like he's been sleeping in for weeks. Okay, and he's holding the board game Sorry, you know. I really didn't know what to do. You know, I'm looking at him. I think I'm a good person. Yeah, I didn't know what to do.
So it's just a
yes, because the computer programming is done visually. I'm didn't get in on the computer programming stuff because I'm almost 50, but the younger autistics and dyslexics that are doing it, they visualize the whole program tree, and then they put the code in on the branches, oftentimes in a non-sequential manner. So we need to work on building the kids' skill areas up into build the talent up. I'm not saying that we don't work on the deficits at all, but there needs to be a lot more emphasis on building up talent areas, the things that a person can make a career out of.
Can all autistic people be helped?
Yes. Now, as I said before, autism is an extremely variable disorder, and about half of people have a very severe form of autism where the brain is more neurologically immature, and they will have to live in a supervised living situation. But if those people, when they're young, get the right treatment, they will function at a higher level than they would if they hadn't gotten good treatment.
Is it painful?
Well, sensory problems can be painful. Loud noises hurt my ears. Some of the people that have more severe sensory problems than I have, they can't see and hear at the same time. They've either got to look at something or they've got to hear something. They can't do both at the same time. So if the classroom's too noisy and confusing, they're going to be in big trouble.
Do you find yourself getting along better with cows than people?
Well, I have a lot of people that I get along with, especially people where we have shared interests and we can do interesting things together on studying animal behavior.
You know, being around people that in a lifestyle that could get a little out of control, and it's really affected your life, has affected my life greatly.
I'll just go ahead and re-establish the link from my external style sheet to this document.
I am that identifiable soul that can't find its way home. That was afraid of the dark and scared to be alone. I couldn't enunciate my R's. I swung on monkey bars. I daydreamed of stars and owning property on Mars. I am a member of that group that created his own slang. Some say I do my thing, but I be doing my thing. Some call me top-notch because I play skelly and hopscotch, and I just discovered manhood by holding my crotch. I'm the first one to start a rumor that her fetus had a tumor. I'm that number one consumer to wear Adidas and suede Pumas. Check my sneakers, yo. I'm that one that stood on the corner drinking for the hell of it, teasing teens because they're virgins, but since birth I've been celibate. I used to pop and do the wops, it's the invention of breakdancing. Flat-chested women I used to be romancing. And as I drunk my 40, I leaned to the side to look sporty. And everybody I knew was named Yo Shorty. Yo Shorty. Who am I? I created whirlwinds out of women, tear egos off their limbs. Still have time to bust a rhyme and sing Christian hymns. I gave Columbus a tour, for he didn't have a clue. I taught the art of war to a man named Sun Tzu. The Romans tried to capture me and I saw them bear arms. Then I perplexed them permanently by pushing pyramids out my palms. King Tut couldn't handle this. And here's something for the funnies. I wrapped pharaohs into bandages and had them crying for their mummies. Upon my arrival, they called me a disciple. I drunk from King James' cup and spat words from the Bible. Since creation, I concoct equations for fun. All persuasion said, how amazing is that raisin in the sun? So to ask me who I am, you must believe in fiction. To imagine what can't be fathomed has to be your addiction. They pin me from arm to arm and plan my crucifixion. But I am the bearer of eternal life. They can't cause me no affliction. Traveling through time and space with grace beyond man's jurisdiction. With the letters L-I-O-N or... Traveling through time and space with grace beyond man's jurisdiction. With the letters L-I-O-N on my throat is an inscription. So if anyone comes through that door and asks for my description, tell them I'm a dark-skinned black king that walks like an Egyptian.
You can see now the effect. My background color has changed. My text color has changed. And also, you can't really see it, but my link color has changed as well.
WZBC. Several states away, translated through various media. Like everything, man, you might as well just conclude deep enough. These expensive mics can be an impediment between me and other things. I'm really glad you're out there because it's a concept thing. And when a concept needs existence, you gotta give it all up. I think that's where that term came from. ...90.3 FM. Newton, Massachusetts. A little candy store town tucked away up and behind the other areas around here. Up and behind. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman right now. a vector crossing through this space can't be helped. It's been written down already, translated into the language of the current version Walking Dead, and all who have walked with them, of course. Part of the legacy of Write Down. Of course, a lot of this is on the other sector right now. And we have no way of making a commercial product out of it. So we can't relate. There's sort of a chasm there, a gulf. Cul-de-sac in space held up by vectors. All on the head of a very tall pin. No tumbler. NewMetaphysics.com if you want to file a complaint or see pictures of tools in their holsters, of course. Various random media. Fallen to virtual earth on that site. You might need to put the W's in front of it. In this case. NewMetaphysics.com, there's MP3s of these past and future shows, all randomly mixed by a new embedded random generator. It just sounds like a regular show, however. Don't worry about it. You won't feel out of place. You can stream and download at the same time, or you can stream only or you could just look at the symbols representing the files on the screen and think of other things. Also, studio475.com/newmetaphysics. Same runaround over there. And WZBC.org, if it's working, get a triangulation of triangulation, my friends. I want you to be ambitious now. Go for it. And don't come home without it.
That can't be done in public in most jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just, there are certain things that anything right. That's going to involve blood, you just don't want to go near.
It set my headings in a point size of 18, and if we refer back to the original document, You can see that here.
A whole other can of wax, but women specifically in the SM lifestyle don't have to pay to play.
This is, however, an emergency device, and there is rarely time to plot where the ship will land.
Chief Bomb. And I was voted most photogenic at my high school yearbook.
All right. It's Andy Warhol's 15 minutes.
Aka, the Dory.
Andy Warhol, your impressions of what took place earlier on here.
Oh, I'm speechless.
So vielen als Inbegriff harmloser Fröhlichkeit gilt. Als christlicher Raum vergnügter Menschen ist für mich leider nur die lebendige Erinnerung an die traurigste Zeit meines Lebens. Auch heute noch kann diese Stadt nur trübe Gedanken in mir erwecken. 5 Jahre Elend und Jammer sind im Namen dieser verehrten Stadt für mich enthalten. 5 Jahre, in denen ich erst als Hilfsarbeiter, dann als kleiner Maler mir mein Brot verdienen musste. Ein wahrhaft kärgliches Brot, das doch nie langte, um auch nur den gewöhnlichen Hunger zu stillen. Und doch habe ich in dieser Zeit gelernt wie nie zuvor. Außer meiner Baukunst, dem seltenen, vom Munde abgesparten Besuch der Oper, hatte ich als einzige Freude nur mehr Bücher.
In the world of the terrorist, there are no rules. Anyone, everywhere is a target.
It's so unusual for there to be submissive women that have to pay for it, that when they do, they're usually looking for training in one very specific area. Or they're really, you know, women don't have the financial resources as a general rule to do that sort of thing.
Maybe I'll give you a little treat. Would you like a little treat? Yes.
think a lot of people are going to launch us, but we're going to feel the same way.
Well, you know, we don't have a drug problem in this country. We have a problem of parental guidance.
Ich las damals unendlich viel, und zwar gründlich. Was mir so an freier Zeit von meiner Arbeit übrig blieb, ging restlos für mein Studium auf. In wenigen Jahren schuf ich mir damit die Grundlagen eines Wissens, von denen ich auch heute noch zehre.
You know, you don't find that in the Bible. You don't find that promise to even the aristocrats after the, you know, the Magna Carta, after the French Revolution, which incident came after the American Revolution. Is it, you don't find any of those promises guaranteed to citizens tonight. The captive Africans who came to consciousness in the United States thought of that. I mean, that became their heritage as human beings, and that's what they wanted. And when they went off on the Underground Railroad, that's what they were seeking. They were not trying to get back to tribal life in Africa.
Aber mehr noch als dieses. In dieser Zeit bildete sich mir ein Weltbild und eine Weltanschauung, die zum granitenen Fundament meines derzeitigen Handelns.
Now I wonder what that would be.
What do you think I would give you?
I don't know. But I'm sure I will think of something. Because it has been a very long day for me. A very long day. And I do need to get out some of my aggressions.
Counterterrorism, however, the rules never change. Fast is slow. Slow is quick. Front sight focus, trigger squeeze, discipline and control.
Am 10. Januar 1930 drangen feige Mörder in die Wohnung unseres unvergesslichen Kameraden und Sturmführers Horst Wessel ein und schossen in brutaler Mordabsicht auf ihn.
This is what happened to Zaphod, Trillian, and Marvin.
Oh, no, no.
He's got us. Oh, if ever I survive this, I'll get a job as Moby Dick's dentist.
Liam, I'm trying to die with dignity.
I'm just trying to die.
No problem. Positive bliss.
The ennui is overpowering.
Die Kugel traf unseren Horst und schwer verwundet musste er ins Krankenhaus gebracht werden. Die feige Mörderbande ergriff die Flucht. 40 Tage lang musste unser treuester Kamerad mit Leben und Tod ringen, bis ihn am 23. Februar 1930 der Tod von seinen Schmerzen erlöste.
What a day for this history-making remote broadcast. This is Joe Beach over WX21 Chicago. I hope you're hearing this now as I'm speaking from the lawn of Bridhurst Manor, the high society home of Jonas Acme, fair-haired pharaoh of American industry. A grim, closed-mouthed Chief O'Moriarty pushed his way through the pack of yapping newshounds and a growing crowd of curiosity seekers barely 10 minutes ago while we were setting up our equipment. Now, while we're waiting for a statement from inside the Great House, let me bring you, those of you who can hear me right now, up to date. First, the mysterious theft in mid-Atlantic of a secretly developed power generator, the heart of the Acme All Night Light and Power Company. Then, announcement of indefinite delay in the construction of the Acme Canal. What a blow to the Windy City. And all this in the midst of the worst electrical crisis of our new modern decade, as trolleys, iron hearts, and cattle prods switch on and off like a crazy monkey. The reason? Possibly that glowing gas bag that plunged sizzling into Lake Acme early last week. But no, that story's gonna have to wait, for here comes that daredevil dandy himself, Frank Acme Jr. in his high-toned yellow runabout. I'll just work my way down to the... Getting out of the car with young Frank is the celebrated English crime stopper, Hemlock Stone.
Frank?
Young people, and I mean now not only those of the Black Bloc or primitivist persuasion or whatever, but anarchists in general and people of different colors who are being attracted to anarchism.
If a woman makes X cents to a man's dollar, that automatically is going to be a limiting factor.
Mm-hmm.
The top five things I recommend for novices before they come to see me. If they don't have the time to read it, that's certainly fine, but I find that it's very frustrating for me to work with someone who is a novice that doesn't have any vague clue of what's out there, because they can be very frustrated. You know, they come in thinking it's going to be one experience and it can be something completely different. And I try to take novice submissives on sort of, we call it a potpourri session. Give them a little bit of different things and see what they like.
Do you really?
You know, I'm like, if you could replace a dick,
perfectly, I would go totally legend.
That you're back so soon, and it's not good for you prognostically that you were discharged.
You know why? I couldn't
on
sleep.
On Wednesday, you
sleep.
Also left here and threw your medications away.
In the garbage. Because I told you no, and you didn't want to listen to me.
Yeah,
and you know what
you didn't
happened?
Want to listen to
no,
me.
Because I went to see that doctor, and he was a fucking asshole. Excuse my language. I went to the doctor, and the first thing he started asking me was, Well, have you had a drink in the last 5 years? I said, look, I just got out of the hospital. You know what I did after that? I went and I smoked a little joint, and I felt better.
We will try to figure out something better than weed for you as a treatment plan for your next discharge.
All right.
That'll work with me.
Why am I here?
Because someone brought you, like last time.
But why did I tell him to bring me here?
Jones, have you got a statement for the radio listeners?
Yes, I'm quite jazzed to be here in Chicago, the home of the vacuum flapper, pig oil beer, and Zeppelin chew.
And may the force be with you.
However, the rules never change. We'll be right back.
funniest line in the film is the payoff here where Bobcat says, "I can't feel my face." Which was totally improv. At the last minute, the minute he said it, the entire crew started cracking up. So it's a great moment in the film. It was in absolutely every single trailer. And it's great because Bobcat's almost unrecognizable in the scene because of that fantastic wig he's wearing.
Short for a stormtrooper?
Huh?
Fast is slow. Slow is quick. Front sight focus, trigger squeeze, discipline and control.
Those readings?
So there's one by a regional author, set of regional authors. The book is called Screw the Roses, Send Me the Thorns. Miller and Devon are the authors' last names. Easton and List have a pair of books out called The Bottoming Book and The Topping Book, and they're out by Greenery Press. Anything by Greenery Press I would recommend. Different Loving, three authors, Brayman, I don't recall the third, I should. They're out of Atlanta, I believe. Very conscious of having an audience, and everything is done based on how it looks. There are some things that are a great deal of fun to do, but don't look very flashy.
Engineering together.
Right. But it's work oriented.
Yeah, basically. I mean, my life basically is my work. I mean, I get the most pleasure out of, you know, designing something and having it work really well. I've been very much involved in getting people to treat animals, you know, better and improve animal welfare. And if I feel that I've made a positive change in the industry on that, that makes me very happy.
This is a, this is a human proposition that's worth being a part of.
That's why I had you waiting here for me. It's been a tough day.
Get down!
Good girl. You want to make little sounds? You can, because you know why? Do you know why? I love hearing the little squeals that come out of your mouth. Okay, how would you squeal? Come on, squeal. No, that one's a little better because we're not getting fucked. Okay. That's a fuck sound. Look at me.
Don't get technical with me.
First day, you couldn't hear shit. Well, that's about it, maybe. And I'd say things like, well, I want you to learn Vajrayana now. And you go, right? Somebody would look at the other person and go, what happened? And what was the phrase they missed? Well, I'd say things like, well, before you go into a deep trance now, That's not subtle. Come on. That's not covert. It's only covert if, let's see, is covert. That's downright true, isn't it? If you can begin to see and hear those things, then you can begin to see and hear all kinds of things. All those old ideas come. Look deeply into my eyes. You're getting seasick. I mean sleepy. I don't do that. John doesn't have to repair them when he goes home. Then next time it might break. High. Very high. That's right. Stop. Said, if I hold my hands like this, they shake. And I said, don't. You see, the way in which your hands become steady is that you move them into positions where they are steady. If you have pictures in your mind and you can't see them, well, if they're making you feel good and do good things, that's fine. Otherwise, you need to pull them down, and if you don't like them anymore, let them go away.
Can eliminate the drugs tomorrow and you still are going to have a problem of parental guidance.
Right.
People concentrate more on the guy who repairs their car than they do with the teacher who teaches their kids.
I know.
And
teachers get paid like minimum wage and guys who drive trucks
are
making hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right. And, you know, either they wake up to that fact or the tragedy will continue to the point of where you can't fix it.
Right.
And you can never plan to be spontaneous.
Is going to be a surprise for everyone, including me.
Well, it's inspiration for me to take
messianic figures, all like Christ or Buddha, who will rule the planet for about the next 500 years or so, leading up to 2989, which is actually the beginning of the true millennium, the true 1,000 years of peace. Seventh people that I know, for everybody within the sound of my voice, is that there is a God, there is a creator, that he does have a plan, that every single one of you needs to think in your own heart of hearts every day, that there's an ascension frequency, that there's a song, that there's a power that's singing to you and singing to your hearts. And the only thing that is of any value whatsoever is what you know and who you know. It's all about friends. And it's all about family. And those are the two most valuable things. The money doesn't count. Nothing counts but what you know and who you know with those friends and family. The United States of America is the kingdom of heaven. We need to reestablish the freedoms that God gave us in the Constitution and in the Bible. And every day and in every way, we can experience the ennobling truth that we're all sons of God.
Towards the aesthetic when you're performing.
Look,
guitar, real traditional style folk guitar on the side. And I actually am glad I'm studying with her because she does know a lot about music theory and she has no kind of singer-songwriter pretensions and she doesn't really have any personal style as a guitarist. She's just very plunky, but it's okay because I want to develop myself for who I am. I mean, God knows I've already been over-influenced by so many people, but the last thing I want to do is be influenced by a teacher's style. So I was able to articulate all of this to her, and she's really honoring what I want to do with my lessons, and it's the first time in my life where I'm not afraid of my music teacher. Like, she's my employee and I'm paying her to needs for half an hour my needs, and I thought about what I wanted in a teacher. She's fitting those needs very well.
Fortunately, we can move the clock back. The time is not yet. And let us pray that it never happens in our country. Before we meet the members of the American Legion Post 279 who helped make this picture possible, I'd just like to say that it gives me a great deal of satisfaction to represent two outstanding shopping centers in California, the shopping hub of the San Gabriel Valley in West Arcadia, and the Whittier Quad Shopping Center in Whittier, California, because...
Do you catch my point? Somebody came up and said, well, I don't know if you'll have time to work with, I have a problem that I really need to do something about. I put things off, and I said, I know you're busy right now, and I said, okay.
That is where, to show how much you process something, you have notebooks. Notebooks. Notebooks filled. Filled.
Procrastination. We'll get back to it.
and Metaphysics. Gary Geiserman on WZBC out of Newton, Massachusetts, on the nor'easter coast. Here in the west, (617) 552-4686. In the U.S., WZBC.org. Up on Vector Hopscotch. Archived shows of this, newmetaphysics.com, studio475.com/newmetaphysics. Don't do it backwards now. I can't be responsible. Hope you've enjoyed this year. It's the year of the Joker. The year of high altitude climbing. The year where, if you are aware, nothing moves. You don't miss a thing. Unless there's another nothing moves nearby, then you've got to pay attention. Now, this state can be invisible. Normally, it generally is, anyway. But in these times, this is an overlay state over the whole thing. And you know what happens when that happens. Laws of resonance and all. Quite frankly, I'm not sure what happens then, but that's the trip it's been. So remember, be here and there, and do it very quickly, over and over.
With declarations of your rotten, disgusting, terrible ego. And you can prove, you've got it on documented paper, that you have busted your ego. Don't tell me I'm still in it. I can prove it. See all my notebooks. Listen to the meditations I did. Listen to all the programming techniques I used. Listen to how long I programmed. Let me tell you how many hours I spent doing to prove that I am being. The two are different. Linked, yes, but different.
Hesitation. You know what happens when you turn that back around the other way? Tesepration. Clearly your ears are beginning to open, your eyes are beginning to open to the possibility that when you leave here, you could do new things and have fun in new ways. Think about the places where you work. Some of you work in places that are slightly repressive. I know I used to. It was called college. They were upset with me all the time. They were always looking at me and going, Mr. Bandler.
We would prefer if you did not teach undergraduates how to do things, only about them. Because I taught them to do things like anchoring. Reframing. We taught them to ask metamodel questions. That was the scary part. Because they began in college to say things like, well, you know, what we know about history is, if you don't understand it, it will repeat itself. I like to raise my hand and say, excuse me, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what was that you said?
A quick acting anesthetic with a long acting anesthetic, and
yes.
She was so well anesthetized from the hypnotic anesthesia, she really didn't feel the injection of the local. Jerking their foot away.
Had you seen that before?
The only time I've seen anything like it is when you're doing some delicate surgery and you may pull on a nerve fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And the fiber is outside the area of the anesthesia. Sometimes this happens in dental surgery.
I see.
But it's not very often.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly not on both sides of the toe and in another patient in the hand. All three areas with two patients reacted exactly the same.
Did you find any connectivity between the object, again, which was covered with human tissue from apparently the patient, or certainly a perfect match of the patient's tissue, any connectivity with nerves at all? And is that common for foreign bodies in the body?
That's another very good question, Jeff. Usually you don't find nerve proprioceptor cells down in the area of tissue where these were found. You sent the tissue that surrounded.
If they're going to act like a fool, then I get to get them to behave like one. If they're going to say, well, the seal of approval, arc, 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 arc. Speaking of seals, by the way, we have an anchor for you. And part of the reason we give you these, there's something I want you to notice about them, is that we take the time, as much as it's a pain in the ass, and we complain about it bitterly. Every single certificate that has been given out by me and by John and by other people who are qualified trainers has my signature in ink on it. Now, there's two reasons for that. One is, there were too many people who had scanned my signature and were putting them on things. And when people cheat you, I want you to go back and give them what they deserve, plus or minus two really swift kicks in the nuts.
Like, okay, what we're looking at is so-and-so's job. She's leaving in November, or, you know, December 1st or something. We can put you in that. That at least gives you a target date. But by the end of this month, you should know something. Something like that, or some actual tangible job. Otherwise, I just believe it's not going to happen.
Victory for the midshipman today would give head coach Swede Larson his third win over the cadets and close his Navy coaching career with a flawless record against the grit warriors of West Point.
And so there are a lot who bust their ego by giving up their doing, by giving up their excellence. And they make a supreme sacrifice. I will now be mediocre. I will now be like everybody else. I will now sink to the lowest level.
And I think that when I get different dancers, though, are terrified of different moments.
I find that if you grab a hold of their nuts before you kick them, you get a much firmer grasp. And you can also put them way down on the goal line.
Some dancer just doesn't want to go upside down on the trampoline and land on their feet because they're afraid they're going to hit the bed of the tramp on their heads. And they I can tell they're scared because, you know, I can see it in their eyes. And what we do then is just break down the moves and take it step by step by step.
Whether there is one or not, right now, that also... that when you give them that swift kick in the nuts, make sure that they know why they got it.
It isn't okay if they... No one ever really says, I won't do this. They do... I try and encourage them to say, I'm scared. And when they say, I'm scared, then we all kind of work, especially the ones that have been scared too, but accomplished the move. We work at breaking it down.
Like object and obstruct some larger like system or structure.
Your life is yours to create.
Yeah, maybe I only exist in your mind. I'm still just as real as anything else.
It seemed like I'd walked into an alternate universe.
You haven't met yourself yet.
I'm trapped.
I want real human moments. I want to see you.
I'm not in an objective, rational world.
You can have any kind of sex you want. Seems like everyone's sleepwalking through their waking state or wake-walking through their dreams.
So, you produce a neo-human, the individual no longer restricted by time and space.
I'm just trying to get like a sense of where I am.
Just wake up.
Do you remember me?
When I say love, the sound comes out of my mouth and it hits the other person's ear, travels through their memories of love or lack of love.
It's like I'm being prepared for something.
I am a passenger.
On really romantic evenings of self, I go salsa dancing with my confusion.
Everyone knows fun rules.
You can do whatever you want to.
Everything is possible.
You a dreamer?
You know it looks so good tonight.
Yeah, I don't see too many around lately.
Oh, passenger. He rides and he rides.
Wow.
My daughter's here.
Does this mean I'm stuck with you?
Yep.
Oh, Lord, I'm going home. You all have a good weekend. I'll see you Monday. Miss Whitfield is the head nurse upstairs this weekend. I will be in touch with her to make sure that you're getting appropriate medication. Everybody, Monday. Have a good weekend.
Cash.
Quarters.
Gotta do the laundry, he says.
Taking the car,
he says.
Gets on the highway.
Light it like a landing strip. Light it like a landing strip. A slate of darkness scribbled on with a neon pen. Somebody's cartoon car flying through dark digital backyards. Flying through bankrupt slash store. Flying through bankrupt economy. The gentrified ghetto streets made morbid by gut reaction of kids back by gas. Not by gold. Not by God. 20th century, he comes to a slot machine. Cash machine. Cash. Who knows where his heart is? His heart was in a busting very locker. His heart is cash. He guesses. He questions things. He knows the mission is not the solutions on every couple of minutes. And then on the work that fouling and fluttering balls did not envision. Where does it end? How it happened? Wonder how it happened. Wonder how it happened. How the rich get that rich. How the poor get that poor. How did everybody get so murderous? How did everybody get so ready to kill over the stupidest shit?
He thinks it must come down to cash.
Must be everything comes down to cash.
In this country, anyway.
Everything comes down to this.
To avoid misery.
Cash.
Pulls into the parking lot. Lots of money in his pocket. Gets a drink. Drinks it.
And the quarters go in the slot machine.
Cash.
Orange, cherry, lemon, cherry, lemon, 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 lemon, cherry, lemon
orange, orange, cherry, orange, orange, cherry, orange, orange, cherry, 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 cash. He took the day off work so he could be with his friends, Sammy and Davis, and ride around Telluride and ride around Vegas. He says he wants to live a life free of boredom, a life free of pain. Says this the U.S., and there's money everywhere. In the desert hills, in the darkest bar, in the deepest casket, in the poorest excuse, in the flattest hills, in the darkest barn, in the sliding casket, in the Sands Hotel. I'm going to store, he says, taking the car, ignoring the index of economic indicators and the statistics that tell me I'm poor. I'm going to store. I'm going to store. I'm going to store. Isn't that what money's for?
It's not gonna work.
No, no way. What do they want? A czar? No, those czar guys, the traditionalists, stayed in Russia. The orthos who came to truck were total rejects. They had been forced out by the mainline Russian Orthodox Church. Why? Heretic. So that's how Russians say heretic. The Orthos who came to truck were a new sect. All Pentecostals. They were tied in somehow with the Reverend Wayne's pearly gates. We had missionaries from Texas coming up all the goddamn time to meet with them. They were always speaking in tongues. The mainline Russian Orthodox Church thought it was the work of the devil.
So how many of these Pentecostal Russian Orthodox people came over to Trosk?
Jeez, a hell of a lot of them. At least 50,000.
How many Americans were in Trosk?
Close to 100,000.
Then how exactly did the Orthos manage to take the place over?
Well, one morning we woke up, and there was an airstream parked in the middle of Government Square in New Washington, right in the middle of all the bagos where we had set up the government. The Orthos had towed it there during the night, then took the wheels off so it couldn't be moved. We figured it was a protest action. We told them to move it out of there. They refused and issued a proclamation in Russian. When we got this damn thing translated, it turned out to be an order for us to pack up and leave and turn over power to the Orthos. Well, this was ridiculous. So we went up to this airstream to move it out to there, and Gurov's waiting for us with this nasty grin on his face.
Gurov?
Yeah. One of the refugees who came over the dateline from the Soviet Union. Former KGB general turned religious fanatic.
As human beings, I tried to give you the point of view from which these can be seen as games, as things being done, as it were, simply for themselves, and not for some ulterior motive.
Don't get technical with me.
Show you how I image edited and enhanced this portrait of my friend Michael. I used three different tools that I want to talk about. The clone tool, also known as the rubber stamp tool, the blurring and sharpening tools, and the dodge and burn tool.
And therefore, These games are, in a way, best played when they are played as games. Although, it's really all right for people to take them seriously, except that they are a little bit deprived. They're missing something.
You can see I have two layers. I copied a layer here, and the current layer is the one that I have edited using these tools. And I'll turn this off, and I'll show you the original image.
It's usually the other way around. I thought that worked extremely well.
What did you like about it?
Well, just the way they were. I just felt that these two guys were really, they were really into it. I mean, they were really doing it. They were really those characters. They were.
So this is my original picture of Michael, and you can see that I've helped out his receding hairline a bit by adding a little bit more hair.
Believable to me.
So when the Joker sees a person taking his life seriously and regarding himself as extremely important, there is something a little bit funny about it, and he is inclined to get the giggles. And it's all he knows, that the very intensity of seriousness with which the individuals concerned are taking these games will be a kind of foil for the subsequent bursting into laughter when he sees that it wasn't serious after all.
So how does the clone tool work? Well, I want to show you on a different image. Here's a picture of my chicken, Red. Select the clone tool, and the way the clone tool works, it's a two-step process. You first need to define an area you want to sample, and then you begin painting. So with the clone tool selected, I'm going to go to an area I want to select. For instance, let's say I want to get rid of this leaf right here. Select an area by holding down the Option key on the Mac or the Alt key on the Windows and click to sample. So I've sampled that area, and now I'm going to go over to the area I want to paint and begin painting. You can see I'm getting a bit of the chicken's leg, so I'll need to undo that. And I'll need to sample another area, so I'm going to hold the Option key and click to sample, let go, and begin painting. And you can see it simply paints that area with another area. Give you a more graphic example, I'll sample the chicken's head. So Option click, and I'll paint over here.
You see that? You might say there are these classes of people. There are the very far out people and the very far in people. Now, ordinarily, we say someone's very far out when they are oddballs, when they are exceedingly unconventional. But I want you to turn the picture around and look as a conventional person, look at a square as a person who's very far out. That is to say, he is so involved in the seriousness of the game he is playing that he is lost. He doesn't know where he started from, and he thinks he's there.
Not that the fact that, as I've said before, that you know, that Escobar and I had the courage to be bad. It's that people didn't have the courage to be good or to care about their kids.
Right.
Boston, throwing some around. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, throwing it. State your name and function. .3 FM. WZBC.org upstairs. If you have one of the new media machines. And hopefully avoided Windows. Thus, for quality of life.
Objects in for pathological analysis, and they all came back loaded with their proprioceptors. Now, proprioceptors are little sense organs of nerves, are little end organs, and they're very specialized. Like you may have pressure proprioceptors in your finger for pressure or fine touch or for temperature. There's no need to have them down deep within the guts, so to speak, next to a bone.
Yeah. Oh. All right, so you grab hold of the object. The woman certainly jumped, and when the object came out, we're kind of making this long story rather short. What was the post-operative feeling of those first two patients? You've operated on others since then, but how did they react to having the objects removed?
We had the as a matter of fact, all the surgical candidates were all examined by our PhD staff psychologist, and a history was taken, and before the surgery was performed, both of the first two individuals reported having pain within a week of the surgery, whereas they had not previously, and this is quite strange, they came from different areas of Texas, never knew each other, and both reported the same thing.
Happened to Arthur Dent and Ford Prefect.
No. I think we've materialized inside another spaceship.
More problems.
Well, we'll see.
Excellent. Atmosphere's okay. Let's get out and have a look.
Whoa!
Ford?
Yeah?
What about the others?
Arthur, you'll have to learn. It's a convention in all space traveling species that if you have to ditch someone, you know, a friend,
and there's nothing you can do. You just let it be. You don't talk about them, okay?
What, really?
And then we get blind drunk about them later.
I think there must be something terribly wrong with the universe, you know.
I think there must be something terribly wrong with this ship.
Yes, it looks like a mausoleum.
That's it. Yes, you're right. The place is full of sarcophagi as far as the eye can see.
No rules. Anyone, everywhere is a target.
But he's completely lost. Because he is actually under the cover of his assurance.
And choosing different blending modes. You can also choose different opacities. Own tool are, of course, choosing different brush sizes.
Of his status, of his position in society, he's really a very anxious person.
In the world of counterterrorism, however, the rules never change. Fast is slow, slow is quick. Front sight focus, trigger squeeze, discipline and control.
Yes, go ahead, read again.
This is probably one of the most dangerous things that we have to go through. During this, each person has to be thinking on his own.
Clear left. Clear right. All clear.
You all hear that? It's good to remember we're not just talking to the cameras or to us, but to whoever's furthest away from you.
Physically stop something from happening that we have a moral objection to, and also to symbolically object or obstruct some kind of system or structure.
No medical test that they can do right now for autism. Basically, it's a behavioral diagnosis based on what was the child like at age 3. And if he was nonverbal, no speech, you know, sitting in the corner rocking, no interest in people, just pulling away from the world, then you put an autism label on. Now, in 5 to 10 years, they will have brain scan methods for diagnosing autism, where they can actually pinpoint the sensory processing problems. But that's not possible today because the computers on the scanners are not powerful enough to do it.
And how could they have a scalpel stuck into their throat without even bleeding, or without even making a sound?
Bullshit. Never saw that happen.
It's bullshit.
Can you learn another word?
Yeah, what about narrow-minded? You know, I saw a guy in my class get a 2-inch needle stuck into the thick of his arm by my instructor when he was under hypnosis.
Horseshit. Is that better, honey?
No.
I saw a picture of it the next day. It left a mark.
And those, when they got the Back to Africa movement, if you study American history, they were not going over there to reestablish tribal life. They wanted to establish United States of Africa. In fact, most people of African descent, when they think about it, even if they're Afrocentric, they really are thinking of Africa as a United States. And all these different countries, they think of states. You know, they underneath it, you find that they really are thinking that they're states, you know. So if it's a bad part of Africa, that's Mississippi, or that's Georgia. So this is a good part of Africa, that's New England or the Midwest or something like that. It's a lot of confusion on that. But to go back to that, I think that should answer your question about Thomas Jefferson. He gives you the basis for the struggle for your humanity and for human dignity.
You're rather sorry for him. I think he was made by his times. At the end of a frontier, when there was no longer the kind of frontier opportunity that for so long had been part of the American consciousness.
I said a lot yesterday about the way in which our society shows anxiety because it cannot permit the existence of people who don't belong.
Africa, we see a photograph of this 6-inch gun taken off of a British cruiser and mounted on a reinforced flat tire. You note the outriggers permit the gun to be fired in a full 360-degree arc. World War I was now the time to go into production. Experiments were finished.
Have been scared too, but accomplished the move. Work at breaking it down.
And choosing different blending modes.
And then in the end, I have to say to them, you know, you just have to do it. Just do it. You're going to find out that it's not so bad.
But once you've dissected the move, then, and they've mastered all the various parts of it, it's easier to put it all together.
A little easier, but to tell you the truth, physically, I don't think it helps at all. I think it's more about them feeling like they're prepared. It's almost a ritual that they... Like they're prepared. It's almost a ritual that they need to go through to then do it. But to me, I never think breaking down a move gives you any extra physical information about that move.
Alternate speaker and main monitor levels, and our standard control room functions such as muting and dimming.
It's a relatively unknown large influence coming into what would otherwise be a fairly predictable, orderly system.
And
and expect to be lauded and applauded for my spiritual endeavor. Doing better than is a function. Being better than is a state of awareness. That you do something better in no way implies that you are better.
You can also choose different opacities, but the most germane option you have is whether or not you want to choose aligned or not aligned.
That you can accomplish something better than someone else can, that you can add a figure, a pile of figures, that you can work a computer, that you can handle a job better than somebody else can, does not imply, even imply, that you are consciously, spiritually, any more than they. And because that is harder to grasp, that you are no better than in a being state than anybody, any other being, it's easier to put it on the tangible terms of do or not do. The fact is that all of you do something better than somebody else. A lot of you do a lot of things better than other people. Some of you don't. But a lot of you do a lot better. You do, and you are better than at doing a lot of things. And please don't give that up. Please don't throw that away in some sort of blind spirituality. Recognize the fact that you do things better than other people. But that doesn't mean that you are better.
Took place because of 1.4 gigawatts of power being.
Important secrets that Hansen sold to the Soviets are, first of all, the continuity of government plan. That was the super secret program to ensure the survival of the president,
the Congress, and government operations in the event of a nuclear first strike against the United States.
Thank you. against the United States.
And it cannot really permit the criticism of laughter. It cannot permit the presence of the old-fashioned court jester. Because these people are so far out.
Choreographing for yourself, and obviously knowing your body as well as you possibly can, what are you trying to then express with your body and the solo pieces that you do? Obviously, knowing your body as well as you possibly can, what are you trying to then express with your body and the solo pieces that you do?
Well, I think that the one solo piece I'm doing right now is called Little Ease, and I do a dance in a box. A box that's about as big as the space I already occupy. And it's not, I don't believe that people watching, that I can control their response. I don't think even a literal narrative story can say for sure what the audience is going to get out of that story, literally speaking. But I think that what I'm trying to do is wake up people's movement memories, the muscle, all the historical physical experiences that lie within the cells of every person's body.
Undo that last edit.
But I think that what I'm trying to do is wake up people's movement memories, the muscle, all the historical physical.
They're so involved and one from a certain standpoint. From the Joker's standpoint, he doesn't condemn such people. He rather congratulates them on their heroism. He doesn't condemn such people. He rather congratulates them on their heroism for getting so lost and involved. But to keep the far-out people from going quite insane, there have to be far-in people.
Although to me, it is all performance in the sense of it is all aesthetically attractive, everything that is done, even if it's in a private dungeon space.
Mm-hmm.
even if it's in a private dungeon space.
Mm-hmm.
There are also certain issues, things that can be done in private versus in public. I know there are some DOMs that do medical play, et cetera, that can't be done in public in most jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Snyder Gun Factory outside Paris, France, the largest producer of railway artillery during the war, having built over 200 carriages. Due to weapon size, the next major step was placing the rail car on its own turntable to provide full 360-degree arc of fire, as seen with this German 12-inch gun.
To show you how a line works. With a line enabled, whenever you create a sample and painting relationship, when you begin painting again, that relationship is maintained.
The rounds have been
through the garden
and lawn and the rest.
Exactly.
Wonderful. How about some of the other elements?
Well, as you know, the driveway was rather restricted here in the front in terms of space. So in lieu of putting parking there, we rearranged the parking back here so that visitors can come, park, find it conveniently to get to the front door, and then also the haggers to get to the back door here.
Your friendly radio station, ZBC, with the W, riding herd on a pretty good cross-section of heifers. So keep the strap tight, ladies and gentlemen, because it may dry out and loosen up. Wouldn't want you to fall out just when it's starting to get interesting around here. Dead center your life. WZBC.org, slightly longer address, different arrangement of artificial energy, resembling a stream of sperm.
If you disable a line, and I will click to sample, and I'll paint here. Now I'll paint down here. You can see it's not maintaining the relationship of the alignment to painting. It's always sampling from the same spot.
Experiences that lie within the cells of every person's body. If I can hit the right juxtaposition of time, space, and physicality, I feel like these are like poignant moments that are exist almost as archetypes, movement archetypes. muscles, movement memories, the muscle, the, all the historical physical experiences that lie within the cells of every person's body. If I can hit the right juxtaposition of time, space, and physicality, I feel like these are like poignant moments that are exist almost as archetypes, movement archetypes. And if I'm accurate and articulate enough in the moves I'm doing and how I construct the order of those moves, I feel like an audience responds, a human responds, because they go, oh, I remember that. It's not literal. It's not like, maybe it's a moment when they were five and they were walking down a grassy slope with leaves on it and they slipped and hit, you know, I don't know what exactly it would be, but it would get their attention because it would remind them of something that's familiar. And all of those things strung together end up being some sort of a recognition.
People are those who keep contact with the original goings-on behind the scenes. They are like the prompter in the theater, where there are the actors out on the stage relying on their memories, etc., and they're supposed to get completely involved in the play. But there's a concealed prompter with the script in front of him. And he is the connection of the actor on the stage with the green room behind the stage. And you see in this dramatic analogy of the universe, the green room is the central point, the still point of the turning world. The green room is how God is when he's back home, not involved in all these games, and takes off the mask. See, on the Hindu theory that everybody is a mask of God.
How much of that was improvised? How much of it came right out of the book?
Well, I was on the set when they were shooting that scene, and they started to improvise, and Quentin said, "No, do the stay with the lines as they're written. You can improvise later."
This time, I'm going to add a custom style sheet, and I'll title the custom style copy.
And he made sure that the characters stayed with his dialogue.
Primarily, what we're looking for is that guys can get into the room quickly, down their walls, where they can engage these targets here and get good kill shots high in the chest or up in the forehead area, and also identify whether they have a gun or they don't have a gun.
From this weapon. Now,
quickly to jump ahead again, just so we get to that point, and I guess we'll probably take questions, but why would there have been a cover-up? The cover-up is simple. In May 17th, 1993, Les Aspin, the former Secretary of Defense for the brand-new Clinton administration, stood forward and told the American people, now, in fact, the people of the world,
another, maybe some examples of direct action.
Put yourself in harm's way to accomplish that.
I gotta say, oh,
yeah?
You're also using your brain, not just your body.
Mm-hmm.
We hope so.
Yeah.
Right. For me, it's about humanizing a situation by showing how vulnerable and fallible we are as human beings, and using your vulnerability as a strength.
Mm.
It's also confronting a problem directly, going to the root cause of the problem.
Yeah. Successfully traveling Gandhi when I needed him the most.
And that, you know, direct action is not always just putting your body in the way of something. As you said, it's about going to the root of the problem and taking some actual action around it.
I think direct action can even be a lifestyle, really. Mm-hmm. If you're making intentional choices to do things a different way, you live your life doing, I'll use my own examples of, I try to live cooperatively in my neighborhood, and I feel like that's a stand that I take every day, and it's somewhat of a life thing.
I'll change the point size of the text.
That can be direct action.
Change the line
Anytime
height.
Anytime you take yourself and challenge what's going on with your action.
And I'll change the font.
I think you could say there's a very broad spectrum of what could be direct action.
And make it Verdana.
Out there, How you doing? I'm having fun. Doing a show. I think it's going well. Good juice. Good collaborators. I get to spin the vortex on the outside of the system so it doesn't just have to be this particular. That's always a good engine to play around in. A good engine to be, to make. Make, keep good resonance. We'll get there. We'll get back home and beyond. And back home and beyond again and again, echoing, fanning out, get a good rub down. Yeah. And that quiet vacuum tube between the two twin holiday towers. That pleasure vacuum sleigh ride through the Christmas eye of the needle before the delayed season hits us physically as stone cold January, February. Then we have the true vacuum tube, but asymmetrical. In the spring. Spinning down the disc. Yeah. All right. Fire people, man. Gotta have that inspiration from the plasma down here in the hard diamond mind of hardness. Good dynamic range on this particular trip. Gotta admit that. One hell of a good range on this one here. The emotions are gripped deep down with the concepts and vice versa. You know what I mean? There's like tremendous yin-yang or male-female crossover pollination across the entire range all the time at various speeds unto the max at all times. It's the way we like it. That's what we chose before birth, man. We talked in a loving, relationship way. Chose from deep inside this. And the key, if you have enough colorful people around or inside is to flip the peripheral vortex enough so it maxes out in every direction and all times in all three of the usable dimensions boilerplated into this thing. Then you're resonating in sync. Of course, you're always doing that at all times, but it is nice to ride the horse on top of the horse, if you please. It's solstice time. The winter party. Harvest time of power dive is over. Change directions now. And in this case, everything being asymmetrically, holographically projected and all this confusion, we don't want to forget that asymmetry, man, it'll get you off in any way. This is the physical maximization turnaround. Maximum density floats. Man, is that a 7 times X dimensionally layered ride underwater, if you will. One of my particular faves. I have root level access there, my friend, so don't fuck with me. First, I gotta be careful. Not always so. 90.3 FM out of Newton, Mass. WZBC. A horseless rider, my friends. Headless adventurer. This is a distinct feminine quality, not often seen in these parts, all things being as they are.